The Money Show.
The Markets.
Turned out to be a positive day for markets, mostly because of two great sets of results. And those results came out of AB InBev and out of Bytes Technology. Portfolio manager at AdviceWorks is Rudy van der Merwe on the line to us this evening. And Rudy, just looking at that 0.33% gain, it really is quite small. But the results in the industrial sector today and the moves, price moves in the industrial sector, were really quite dramatic. AB InBev, it's never been as valuable as it was on the day it bought SAB Miller. It's been it's really was about half the level for a long time of what it paid for SAB Miller. And now AB InBev rebounding really, really strongly. Were the results that good?
Evening, Bruce. A very strong day for AB InBev today. I think it is up 13.5%, and you're quite right. It's been a dreadful investment over the last number of years. I was actually looking today, if one had bought them in 2016, you'd now be down about 55%. So it's actually been a really horrible investment. And the results today, certainly the market seems to have taken some enthusiasm to buying it, but I think they executed very well on a number of fronts. But still, the numbers actually look somewhat dull, to be quite honest. The volumes are up 3.5% odd, revenues up in the region of 8%, and that translated to earnings increase of about 6%. So it's not anything materially exciting, but they have made significant progress in some areas. So they've managed to premiumize a big chunk of their brands, and that now accounts for about 30% of their revenue, and the revenue growth in that premium portfolio is running ahead of their normal revenues, so that's running at about 11%. And these persistent years of poor performance means that AB InBev now has become relatively cheap, both in comparison to its peers, like Heineken and the like, and also to the sort of levels that it traded at historically. So it's now on a forward P of probably about 18 times, which doesn't sound that cheap to most stocks, but you know, for a company that's this consistent of a producer of earnings and cash flow and dividends over time, that's not a bad level, and I think the market's anticipating that we'll see a re-rating in time as they continue to pay down the debt that they're still wearing as a result of that SAB acquisition.
I mean, you know, in retrospect, and I love hindsight, it gives me absolute perfect clarity and vision, but they should never have bought SAB Miller, and if they had, they should never have paid, £46 a share at the time. But they had, I don't know, green bottles in their eyes. They were completely bewitched by this idea of globalizing the business even further.
Yeah, I think you're quite right, Bruce. They were way, way overpaid for SAB at the time, in hindsight. And I think, there was a, in my view anyway, an overestimation of the amount of fat that there was to scratch out of SAB. It was a very lean, well-run business as it was. Yeah. And I think they overjudged the amount of savings that was going to come out of that business.
Most certainly they did, and their shareholders pay the price to this day. Bytes Technology spun out of Altron end of last year, early this year, I forget exactly when, but it seems to be flourishing with its new UK domicile.
It does, Bruce, yes. A very decent set of results. So revenues were up 13-odd%, and headline earnings came through at a similar sort of level, around about 14%. They're quite active as a partner to Microsoft. I think they're the biggest Microsoft partner in the UK. So their growth tends to align somewhat with Microsoft's growth over time. They're also quite active in the online security sort of space and providing cloud services and the like. It has turned out to be a wonderful investment via Altron if one got in early enough. And that share price was also up very strongly today, I think in the region of about 6 or 7%.
Was there any news related to Telkom? I just saw its share price back through $50 a share, and it's been quietly sort of getting there. And today was a nice big jump.
No, Bruce, not that I've picked up. I didn't see any announcements, so it's possible that I missed something.
No, I don't. I looked. I just wondered if you had better eyesight than me. And then if we just touch on Sibanye before we go. Sibanye's been on a huge acquisition spree this week. We know Impala Platinum is keen on Royal Bafokeng Platinum. Sibanye's focus very much outside of South Africa and diversifying its suite of minerals that it mines around the globe.
It has been, very much on the acquisition trail. They've bought businesses in the copper space, also in zinc. They bought tailings business in Australia recently, and there's a lot of attractive sort of future-related opportunities for them. They're trying to get access to the minerals that are used in battery technology and also cleaner mining space. So they bought into a tailings business recently, which actually fits quite nicely with their Durban-Roodepoort deep tailings business domestically. And I think they're using the cash pretty wisely, setting themselves up for the metals of the future at this stage. They now need to go and translate that into cash flow. But they've done that very well. And then they actually had production numbers out today, which indicates that their domestic PGM operations are firing on all cylinders. I think their production was up in the region of 20%. And the other operations are holding up reasonably well, so they should be able to see themselves through this period of softer commodity prices. And hopefully the production of chips accelerates and enables the vehicle producers to get back to work as well, which would be good for Sibanye.
We're going to be talking about the impact of those chips, of course, and the plummeting production of chips. Thank you, Rudy Funimadova, Portfolio Manager at AdviceWorks, with Stephen Ambrose. And it's beginning to have impacts, negative impacts, on entire economies. We'll pick up on that story after Eyewitness News.